Call to order the December 2006 meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Mr. Cale to give the invocation. The Pledge of Allegiance will then be led by Colonel Rick Lauderman.
Let us pray. God of the ages, at this special time of holiness and light, we ask thy blessings upon us. As you gave your special benediction to the children of Israel, grant us thy favor today to lead stronger, better, and truer lives in our quest for a better world. Help us to understand the needs of the life around us, our environment, land, sea, and air. Help us to work harder to preserve and protect our natural resources. Guide the deliberations of this commission today in its quest to maintain and enrich our tidal habitat for current and future generations, and bless this Commonwealth and all those who sit in positions of authority. God of all nations, light of our souls, whose loving hand guides us and whose wisdom controls us, lead us to the light of this season, dispel the darkness that engulfs this world, and give to each of us a true sense of what is good. We trust in thy grace and never doubt thy presence. God of life, we honor the individuals who serve this nation in the military and ask thy special blessings this season on the families of those fallen ones who have given the ultimate sacrifice for their country. We ask all these things in the name of the God of yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. I know that everyone is here for something that is important on their mind, and I can assure everyone here that wants to speak will be heard. While this is not a court of law, this is a quasi-judicial body, which means that the decisions made by this commission are appealable to the circuit court. When you come forward, you'll be asked to give your name. If you're not a member of the Virginia State Bar, you'll be asked to be placed under oath. This is the same oath that you would take in a court of law. We will strive to move things on as fast as we possibly can today, while at the same time ensure a fair hearing. That said, members of the commission, you have the agenda before you. Are there any corrections, deletions, or additions to the agenda by members of the commission, members of the staff? Mr. Grab. Okay, that will become will come up after item 7. Any other additions, corrections, Jack? Anybody else? Okay. The matter is before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. There a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I was not here at the last meeting, so I'm abstaining. It's just the
agenda. You can vote on the agenda.
You know
what? Okay. Let the record reflect that Mr. McCluskey is abstaining on the approval of the agenda. You have the minutes of the previous meeting. Any corrections, deletions, additions to the meeting, to the minutes?
Move the approval of the minutes as distributed.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve.
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. I'd like to swear in the staff today that will be testifying or may be testifying. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give or will give in cases today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. I don't believe we have a need for any closed session at the present time. We'll go back to number two. Page two items, Mr. Grab.
Mr. Bowen, and members of the commission, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We have four page two items to present to you this morning. As you know, these are those items in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review and for which staff is recommending approval and no opposition has been received. Very briefly, 2A Verizon's requesting authorization to relocate and install bidirectional bore 2,400 feet of fiber optic cable that's currently attached to the Kings Highway Bridge. They'll be placing it immediately upstream during the to facilitate the bridge removal. We're recommending a time of year restriction for that of March 1st through June 15th and a royalty of $7,200 for that subaqueous encroachment at $3 per foot. Floor Enterprises is requesting authorization for permanent impacts to 1,866 square feet, temporary impacts to 13,948 square feet of Accotink Creek in Fairfax County in conjunction with the construction of some high occupancy toll lanes of 495 Beltway. In this case, we are not recommending a royalty as this is a VDOT public-private partnership project. 2C H&H Enterprises requesting authorization to dredge 7,500 cubic yards, construct a from a 376-foot by 220-foot basin, that'll be to a depth of minus 8 feet, construct a 300-foot, 20-foot wide industrial pier with an 8-by-20 L-head and two finger piers. This is at their property just upstream of the the 164 Bridge, West Norfolk Bridge crossing in the Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. All of the dredged material will be transported to Craney Island. We are recommending both a pre-dredge conference and a post-dredge survey and a royalty for the encroachment in the amount of $39,450 at $2 a square foot given the industrial nature. We are not recommending a royalty in this case because the prior property owner, Virginia Boat and Yacht, under permit 980776, previously sought and obtained authorization from the commission to dredge the same area, paid the royalty for that project, and it was never done, and we never refunded the money to Virginia Boat and Yacht. So, in essence, the royalty's already been paid for this removal. Finally, 2D Chincoteague Landmark is requesting authorization to construct and backfill 30 feet of bulkhead, 568 feet of replacement bulkhead, to dredge 1,786 cubic yards and install a 110-foot by 6-foot pier with 14 finger piers, which will provide 26 wet slips adjacent to Chincoteague Channel, which is where the former Landmark Crab House restaurant was. These boat slips will be for 26 condominium units that are being constructed on the upland. All dredged material will be transported to an upland disposal site. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $803.70 for the dredging, at 45 cents per cubic yard, $1,700 for the filling that will occur, $3 per square foot, and a royalty of $25,470 for the encroachment over 16,980 square feet at the rate of $1.50 per square foot. With that, either I or members of my staff will be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Grab or any members of his staff? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in here in favor of these projects that wishes to be heard? Is there anyone here in opposition of any of these projects that wishes to be heard? If not, the matter is before the commission for action.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously.